Kent, our local city, used to be called Titusville. Of course, it's not anymore. The reason it's not? Beer. Or, to be more precise, hops. Or to be even more precise, the great hops craze of the 19th century. Leonard Garfield is the executive director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. He told KUOW's Emily Fox the story of how Titusville was transformed by hops.
Well, the hops craze was a classic boom and bust. Suddenly, in the late 1870s, it was discovered that hops was an agricultural crop that could grow pretty easily on Washington farms. And that coincided with a devastation of hops fields in Europe and in England. And so Washington farmers discovered that they could create an industry based on a quick cash crop, and that was hops. So we became the biggest hops growing region in the United States.
And the craze part of this, how crazy did it get?
It got very crazy. Every farmer in South King County and the what we now know as the Kent Valley put their land into hops production. It was easy to grow, we had the right climate for it, and it turned a huge profit. But they were really beautiful plants, too. It was fun to look out over these vast hop fields. These were vines, essentially, with flowers on them. And hundreds of workers would go through the fields, men and women, kids, Native Americans, Chinese, European Americans. And they'd pick the flowers off the hop vines. They'd carry them in boxes. And then they'd take them to be dried in what were known as hop kilns. So it was quite an undertaking. And it became a kind of cultural ritual. People celebrated harvest season in the hops fields, and you'd often see photographs of families and almost entire communities celebrating the harvesting of the hop flowers. Of course, eventually those would go to flavor our beer, and in the case of Kent Valley hops, they'd be flavoring beer that was manufactured around the world.
So was this kind of the start of industrial agriculture?
It really was. We think of our forests as being a large-scale industry. We think of our factories. But we often romanticize farming as being a small patch of land where we grew crops for ourselves or maybe for a local market. But hops was really a large-scale agricultural undertaking. We took it to scale and we shipped it to markets around the world. So we really were industrializing the agricultural frontier.
So what did the start of this industrial agriculture movement, how did that affect the Kent Valley region?
Well, it changed everything. It brought in tons of money, but it also led to the creation of the infrastructure that was necessary to support this economy. So suddenly you had steamships plying the White River. You eventually had railroads coming in to service the hop farms. And the whole infrastructure of the valley developed in order to facilitate this economic growth.
When you look around, do you see any modern-day remnants of the great hops craze?
Well, you really can. Hops, as an industry, had some unique architectural features. For example, there were hop kilns, and you can still see in western Washington, in the Kent Valley, and the Puyallup Valley, a few remnants of the hops-growing industry. But I think what we most see as a remnant is the creation of this vast agricultural valley. We really built an infrastructure that, even after hops left, has become fertile ground for industry, for manufacturing, for warehousing. And there's one enduring legacy of the hops craze, and that's the name of the city, Kent. When it came time to name this village, which was exploding, the railroad engineers decided that naming it after the great hops-growing region of England, Kent, would be appropriate. It's a romantic allusion to what Kent dreamed of being, which was the great hops capital of the world.
So eventually the craze came to an end. How did it stop?
Well, the craze came to an end just the way it started. An infestation hit the hops fields of western Washington and here in King County. So suddenly in the early 1890s, the hops fields were devastated. The profits were all lost. People did not have jobs. People really lost everything in the failure of the hops industry. So just as it had begun, so suddenly it ended overnight.
Fascinating stuff. Leonard Garfield, Executive Director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry, thanks so much.
Thank you.